Listen to Raymond talking about his four-day holiday in Dublin and tick the correct answers.
We, that is, my sister Cindy and I, spent 4 days in Dublin. At first, we considered booking a B&B or a youth hostel, but then we booked a nice little hotel. It was situated near Pier Street Station. From there, it was not far to Merrion Square with its beautiful Georgian houses and their doors in lots of different colours. I think I took pictures of about 40 doors. We walked through Merrion Square Park, where we found the statue of the famous poet Oscar Wilde lying on a big rock. Cindy climbed up the rock and sat next to him. I took a photo with my mobile phone and sent it to our parents and some of our friends. We marched along Nassau and Suffolk Street, where you can find great shops. Cindy was totally fascinated by the shopping centre Avoca, where you can get anything you could want. The latest fashion, scarves, cakes and scones, tea, street food, cups and plates, gifts and all kinds of decorations for your house and garden. I had to spend 3 hours there because of my sister's shopping spree. The next was Powerscourt Shopping Centre, but there I refused to go on as I absolutely wanted to visit Trinity College with the famous Book of Kells. I left my sister and went on a tour of Dublin on my own, so we were both happy. We planned on meeting up again in the evening to have a snack at Temple Bar. The Book of Kells was great. It was written around 800 AD by Irish monks. It is beautifully illustrated. I joined a tour through Trinity College, which was very interesting. Then I visited the Guinness Storehouse, a building that is designed in the shape of a giant pint of Guinness, the dark Irish beer. I learned how Guinness is brewed, and finally I could taste a pint of beer for free. In the evening, I saw my sister again. She was extremely happy and had rosy cheeks from all that shopping. She had a great time and so had I. In Temple Bar, I tasted my first ever oysters, and Cindy enjoyed a plate of fresh seafood. While we were eating, we were listening to a live traditional music session with a harp, a banjo, a fiddle, and a tin whistle. It was grand. The next day, we went to Gallagher's Boxty House, a traditional Irish restaurant, and we visited Dublin Zoo with its exotic animals. We also paid a visit to St. Patrick's Cathedral, which was built in medieval times, and to Dublin Castle. On our four-day trip, we were lucky to enjoy great weather, and my sister and I had a good time together. Before flying back home, my sister had to buy an extra suitcase for her shopping.